Reader's Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello and welcome to Reader's Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English, and many of you know that I am a dog person. Loosely translated, I am owned by my dogs, all four of them. And though I love them dearly, I'm not sure I would want to switch places with them. But if you could switch places with your pet, what mischief and comedy there would be. And tonight's guest is about to clue us in on just how funny, at least for the reader, I think it's pretty funny, that scenario could be as she talks about her romantic comedy, Dog Days. Please join me in welcoming Elsa Watson. Welcome, Elsa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're about to have a great time. I find that dog people tend to gravitate towards each other. Do you find that to be so?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just at the dog park.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I took my dogs to the dog park for the first time about this time last year. I had never been to a dog park. Although I've been a dog lover my whole life, but there's a beautiful dog park in Lexington, Kentucky. I drove out there and took the dogs, and I just felt like, oh, I'm at home. I mean, there is dogs everywhere. And it's like, you know, all the people, of course, you know, you're sitting there and you're bragging on your dog and you're enjoying other people's dogs. It's like, I could live here. Let's pitch a tent. I don't need to go anywhere else. So I know we're going to have a great time. Now, before we get too far, I do want to let our listeners know that I do have the live chat session up. If you want to send some comments or questions, we invite you to do that. Also, if you'd like to call into the show, it's 646-200-4071. You can call in and tell us about your pet, or we can talk about the book, or whatever you'd like to talk about. We want you to join us if you'd like to. After the show, you can download the podcast. And tomorrow we'll have a blog that will go along with the podcast. It'll be on readersentertainment.com. So for those of you who missed the live show, but you're listening to it as a podcast and you have a comment, you want to share a story, you have a question, go on over to readersentertainment.com and you can post those over to the blog. And if you have questions for Elsa, we'll make certain that we let her know you've posted something and we'll have her come over and visit with us. So now I know that a lot of you like to check out the website while we're chatting, so you can go to www.elsawatson.net, that's ELSAWATSON.net, and you'll love, you're going to want to go see her website because there's dog pictures, and we all know how I feel about looking at dog pictures, so you go over there. I promise you it'll make you smile, so check it out. Elsa, let's go ahead and start with a synopsis of the book. Can you give us an idea of the storyline for Dog Days?
Sure. It's the story of Jessica Sheldon, who is a cafe owner in the fictional town of Madrona, Washington. And Madrona is a town that's famous for its love of dogs. Every year it puts on Woofenstock, which is a multi-day dog festival. Now, Jessica's reputation at the beginning of the book is in complete tatters because at the Woofenstock the year before, she was part of an incident in which she ended up screaming bloody murder at some dogs in her cafe, and she was kind of labeled the town dog hater by all the residents of Madrona. So now that this year has rolled around, she's trying to mend her reputation. She's volunteered to serve on the Woofenstock committee, and she's trying to, you know, clean up her image. So when she comes across a seemingly stray dog in need, a white German shepherd standing in the middle of the road, she reluctantly teams up with her and tries to help her. And they end up wandering around together. And then suddenly the sky grows dark and they are both struck by lightning. And when they wake up, they find that they have switched bodies. So Jessica wakes up and looks down and sees a pair of dog feet. And Zoe, the dog, wakes up and sees human feet and realizes that, hey,
she's in a person's body. And it takes off from there.
And I totally love that. I want to talk just about a little bit about Woofenstock, which I read that and just started cracking up. That's so funny. Is it really something like that? Where did you get that idea?
Well, the name is completely made up. A friend came up with that, and I thought it was brilliant. But we have, here in my own little community, we have a thing called Wagfest, which is another great name. And that's just a one-day event at a local park that includes a dog walk, and then there are some, what do they call them, flyball competitions and some contests. They have the best wagger contest and a pet in person costume look-alike contest, and there are booths set up and that sort of thing. And it's so much fun. You know, even if you don't have a dog, if you're a dog person, it's just fun to go because you, just like at the dog park, you can meet a million dogs and watch them having fun together, and it's just a happy, good time. So that was the spirit I was looking for the book, but then for the book's purposes, it was useful that it be a multi-day event, so I stretched it out a little bit.
I just love the whole idea that there really is something like that out there. Wagfest, that's hilarious.
And they actually, there are things like this all across the country, but I think they're usually one day or one afternoon things, and dog walks and things like that happen all over.
Well, I have four dogs. I think maybe one day is all I can probably last. I've got a little chihuahua. All of my dogs are rescue dogs. And I have a little chihuahua, and I have a chihuahua Jack Russell mix, who's my mischief maker. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have a collie, and then I have an Italian greyhound, who's a miniature Italian greyhound.
What a neat group.
I have quite the – and they all love each other. So that's,
that's
you know, I love the idea of a bunch of dogs getting together and having a good time and becoming, I just want to believe that that's how the world is. It just makes me smile.
Yes. I think that's a lot of what it is about dogs. You see them and they're so happy and you just gravitate right toward that energy, and it's the way we wish we could all be all the time. Yeah.
Now, there's a bit of romance in this book. Now, can you give our listeners an idea about how much romance we're going to find and how much comedy?
I was thinking about that. I'd say it's about half and half. Before the story opens, Jessica has a wild crush on the town vet, who is known around town as Hot Max. Because he has these beautiful cheekbones, and he's just a handsome man. But because she's known as the town dog hater, she feels positive that he would never look her way. And then, of course, when she is turned into a dog, the romance really hits a snag. So that's a bit of a crisis moment for her, and it's difficult for her to try to get to know him better and move things forward with him when she's trapped in a dog's body. And, of course, at the same time, he is drawn to her human self, which is now embodied by the spirit of Zoe the dog, who runs around doing goofy dog things. So it gets complicated. It's not
so
a straightforward romance.
So they switch bodies. And, you know, it made me think of a couple of movies I've seen, The Shaggy Dog or Freaky Friday, the whole body swapping. How would you say this story is different than those things?
Well, primarily because it's about a woman and a dog, and so it's very female-centric in that way. And unlike Freaky Friday, which is about a mom and a daughter, this one is more about the bridge between humans and canines. And since Jessica starts out not knowing very much about dogs, she has a lot to learn as part of the switch. The thing I find really interesting about each of these switch stories is that the element at the heart of the story is the relationship between the two people, or the person and the dog, who do the switching. So in this case, the heart of the story is really Jessica and Zoe, with Zoe representing all dogs and Jessica having to learn to understand dogs in general by learning to understand Zoe.
Well, I can't think of a better way to learn about a dog's life than this, that's for sure. Now, I was checking out your website today, and you have pictures of dogs on your website, including one of a white dog. Tell us about your furry friends.
So that white dog is named Annie, and she is a dog I met at Wagfest at our local dog walk event. She was so beautiful. I mean, just strikingly, all dogs are beautiful, but she was so particularly beautiful that she was the physical model for Zoe. I made Zoe look exactly like her. Zoe's a white German Shepherd, and that's what Annie is. But in spirit, Zoe is our own dog, Coda, and that's short for Dakota. Coda is a German Shepherd Border Collie mix, and she just has a crazy sense of humor. She thinks almost everything is funny, and it was that attitude that I took to make Zoe. And so as I was writing, any time I was stumped and thinking, what would Zoe do next? What should happen next? I would just say, wait, what would Coda do? Oh, and it would be obvious. Coda would go to the garbage can and hunt for old dried cookies, or Coda would try to get closer to the cat that is being presented to her. So that was really helpful to me. We also have a dog named Lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw some other pictures, too.
Yes. Well, those are friends. those are dogs that I know and love, friends' dogs and dogs I've gotten to know. I really enjoy getting to know other people's dogs. They each have such a unique personality. And generally, it doesn't take that long to find out what that personality is when you meet a dog. They don't have any reserve about them. They don't try to hide themselves. They just show what they are, and it always feels like a real treat to get to meet a new dog.
And then you were saying you have a dog named Lucky?
Yes, and Lucky's a little more soulful. We adopted him when he was 3, so he'd had more life, and I think he worries a little bit more and likes to stay close to his dad. So, laughing is not number one on his list. Staying close to dad is number one.
it's funny how I do the same thing with pick. I have what I call my dog corner. And it's, I don't want to call it a shrine because everybody's going to think I'm totally a fruitcake. But I think it's very cute and it gives me joy to look at it. And then my dogs have their little kennels. In this corner, but I went and took pictures of all my friends' dogs, and they have a little cork board, and I put their pictures up.
Oh, that's great.
And I've been fortunate enough that, I get to travel a lot, and I've met some amazing authors, and I met one, this is a New York Times bestselling author, and I was lucky enough, I was with a friend when she stopped by. She comes in, and I think everybody else is probably just like aghast, like, oh, I can't believe it's, this author. I see she brought her dog. I'm taking pictures of the dog. It's like, I love your books. Can I have a picture of your dog? Really. And you know what?
Yes.
We became friends through that. So, and you're talking about, you obviously know the personality of your dogs. You're talking about how one is soulful and one laughs.
Yeah.
Dogs, I think dogs teach us to be better people.
I think you're right.
Which is why I was so drawn to this book. It's like, you cannot go wrong. First of all, the cover is fun,
too.
Oh,
it's great. Yeah. They made a fabulous cover. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, everything about this book is just surrounded by this positive, fun, happy feeling, right from the book cover to you read the synopsis of the book. You can tell it's going to be fun, and I'll tell you, I watched the book trailer. It's delightful.
Oh, it's fabulous! It is fabulous.
It's really
it's
fun. I love it, and the little of the white paws. I love that.
Yeah, they capture the spirit perfectly. Yeah.
Oh, it was, you can't see that and not smile,
Yeah.
And the same with the book cover. You look at that and it's like, oh, yeah, that's got to be good. Now,
well, and I should say, since you're mentioning it, this is a happy dog story.
Yes,
don't worry.
Yes.
No one will shed a tear.
That's important, especially to people like me who, yeah, I can't. It's got to be happy. It's got to be positive if there's going to be an animal in it. So I'm glad you said that. Yes, this is very positive and fun. And people are going to have a really good time with the book. Now, I noticed that both you and Zoe can be found on Facebook. So
yes.
How do we find you there?
So my after you go to www.facebook.com and hit a / I am at Elsa Watson Author, and Zoe is at Madrona Zoe, because believe it or not, someone else had already taken Zoe the dog. They were too quick for me. But Madrona
yeah.
Zoe is where she is. Yeah.
Well, you know they have Dog Book now. I
oh.
hope you've seen that. It's part of Facebook.
I did not know.
I
really?
Yes, I stumbled across it. Now, if you end up on putting Zoe on Dog Book, you'll have to let me know so that my dogs can go and friend Zoe.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm
it
doing
that. It is hilarious. It is. So, now, you have some amazing quotes for this book already, and one of them is from Susan Wiggs, who I'm a fan of, and I just want to read this real quickly. It says, I was lucky enough to be an early reader of this book. It's exactly the kind of novel I can't wait to share with fellow readers. I wanted to wave it in everyone's face saying, you must read this. Dog Days is everything I love in a book. Funny, tender, beautifully crafted, and cleverly plotted, with the perfect twist of an ending I didn't see coming. And that's from Susan Wiggs. How did you feel when you got that quote?
Oh, I was absolutely blown away. Susan is such a kind and generous person. And we are in a writing group together, and every time she gives us out advance pages of her next Willow Lake Chronicles book to read, I feel like I'm just at the feet of a master. You know, my job is to critique the pages. I'm like, Susan, these are perfect. How can I critique these? Oh, but she's so great. I feel I've been really, really lucky to have her as a friend and a mentor. And she gives great, great advice. And I met her just on a fluke. We were sitting side by side at a book signing. This was years and years ago, and we got to chatting because there were no readers there to see us, and we found out we didn't live so far apart from each other, and it went from there. But Susan is just wonderful, and I love her books so much.
You know, I've not met her, but she comes across as being a very supportive and kind
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, it's always nice to hear that an author that you like to read is a nice person. It,
yeah.
it really does
yeah.
matter to me as a reader.
Yeah,
it does. I've actually had authors that I'm hesitant to meet. It's like, no, because in my mind you're so wonderful and perfect, and what if I meet you and you're not, and I can't read you anymore. I knew she would be sweet. I'm so glad you have validated that for me.
Oh, yeah. She is great. And not only that, she's very down to earth and has a great sense of humor. You know, there are many funny parts in her books that, you know,
right.
where that comes out. But yeah, if you had her on the show, she would have you laughing. She's really terrific.
I love it. Now, the book comes out May 22nd, which is right around the corner.
Yes.
What do you think people will like most about this book?
Well, I've been imagining that with the dog on the cover and the title of Dog Days, it will mostly attract dog people who have dogs. And so I think it will be seeing the world through the eyes of a dog who gets to be in a person's body. I mean, I assume that most people are like me, and when they watch their dogs going about their daily business, they kind of speak for them. I do this all the time. It's almost a compulsive habit. And, you know, so I'll say, oh, look, Lucky wants to be in the front seat because he wants to drive the car today. Ha, ha, ha. You know, that'll be my little joke, and then 5 minutes later we'll have some other I'll put more words in his mouth and talk for him some more. And I just can't help doing it, and I think that's true for many of us. But then when you think about what it would be like to speak for your dog if your dog suddenly had thumbs and could go into the kitchen and open the refrigerator, then it kind of opens a whole new world of fun and goofy things to think about and laugh about. So I think that's what people will gravitate toward.
I love it. I
hope
love
they
it.
Will.
And you know, you throw in a hot guy and a little romance.
Yeah.
This is like the perfect summer read. It's like school's going to be out soon, and you got to pick up the book, and give yourself a treat. Honestly, to the listeners out there, here's what I can tell you about this book in one word. This is it. Rereadable.
Oh,
this book is
great.
Rereadable. I think that sums it up for me. I could say so much because, you know, most people who know me, it's like, oh, well, because she loves dogs, that's probably it. But I don't think you have to love dogs. You could love laughter. You could love romance. You could love the whole, you know, the switching of the bodies, because that's just an interesting storyline. But I think no matter what, it really, truly is so well written. And, I think rereadable is probably the highest praise that can come from a reader. And I'm telling you, telling the readers who are listening to this, you're gonna love it, and you're gonna want to share it, because it's also one of those kind of books. You know, it makes your heart glad, it makes you laugh, and it makes you want to share that experience with people you care about. That's the kind of book this is. So
well, that's great. Thank you. That's high praise. Rereadable is a wonderful word.
Yeah. I think I don't know that I invented that, but I'm going to take a thing for it, at least for this show. Now, tell me, can you tell us what maybe one of your favorite scenes in the book? I know you don't want to give any spoilers away, but maybe just a peek at something that you really loved.
Well, this is the scene I have in mind is early on, so I don't think it would count as a spoiler. But this was a scene that that I wrote in one of the earliest versions of the book, and it stayed intact almost completely all the way through the editing process, which is pretty rare. You know, usually everything gets tweaked and edited, and sometimes vastly rehashed, sometimes thrown away completely as you go through all of the editing steps. But this one stayed, and that I don't know if that's partly because it was one of my favorites and so I protected it, or if it was because it was a winner from the beginning and so it had the right to stay. I don't know which one. We'll leave that question for another day. But this is a scene in which Zoe and Jessica go to the vet's office, and remember, our vet is Hot Max, the hot guy in town, and the scene is told through Zoe's eyes. So she's sitting there having her veterinary exam, which, you know, no dog really loves. But even more interestingly, she's watching Max and Jessica interact for almost the very first time. And they're doing a little bit of flirting, and there's a lot of nervousness and a lot of blushing and giggling. And Zoe's just sitting there saying, you know, are they going to mate or what? What are we waiting for? I'm just going to sit down and see if they get to it and do it. No, okay, they're not. Well, then, all right, I'll go sniff this corner. So it's just seeing it from her perspective. That's what really I always loved about that part.
I love that. And I won't give too much away either, but I'll tell you that the incident that kind of got our heroine in a little trouble,
yeah,
it's like I saw it coming. It's like, oh, that can't end well.
Yeah.
you really feel for her.
It's
funny.
Yeah.
You just can't help it. It's just funny. But
yeah.
Yes, I love it. And there's a lot of little moments like that. I think, you know, everybody's going to find their own little moment like that. There's just so many of them. Now, we do have this fun little game on the show, and I thought it would be fun to end with that. We've got about 6 minutes. It's plenty of time.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 10 questions, and you
okay.
have 10 seconds to answer each question. So not a lot mm-hmm. of time. Are you up for it?
I am. What happens if I don't have an answer?
You are going to have an answer because we'll
okay.
help you. We will help
okay.
you.
Perfect.
So now, listeners, as you know, our guests never get to know the questions in advance, which, of course, is what makes this fun and often humorous. Are you ready to go?
I am.
All right. First question. If you could meet any author in the world, dead or alive, who would you want to meet?
Oh, nothing like the hardest question first.
Get that hard one out right away.
That is a hard one. And, you know, I know that this is going to sound trite because she has become so popular in recent years, but I swear I would have given this same answer way back when I was in high school, and that's Jane Austen. I love her book so much, and she has such a subtle sense of humor. I would really like to meet her and hear what story ideas she never put down on paper.
Oh, that would be a great question.
I bet there were plenty that she just threw away or squirreled away. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Is it okay,
okay.
to kiss your dog?
Oh, that's a great question. Of course it's okay to kiss your dog.
Is it okay for your dog to kiss you?
Well, again, yes, I think it is.
I have to tell you just a real funny story. Lisa Scottolini is a New York Times bestselling thriller writer, but she wrote this like little memoir with her daughter, and in it she says, I think the name of the book is something like My Next Husband Will Be a Dog. And she says, it is absolutely fine to kiss your dog. And so when my husband gives me a hard time about it, I always say, Lisa Scottolini says.
Yes.
And so when I met her in person, we had, over the dogs, of all the things we could talk about, over the dogs, it is okay. Everybody heard it. You heard it. It is okay to kiss your dog.
And there it is.
It's there. It's just there.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Number four.
Okay.
If you could be any breed of dog, what would you be?
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, that's tough. Okay, and it's I could be anyone. I don't have to pick one that's actually like me. Because the truth is, I'm probably most like a lab, but I would love to be a border collie. I think they're so cool.
They're so smart.
Yes,
and
they have such high energy. I wish I had higher energy. Yeah,
and they're smart, lots of energy. I had a border collie, Ben, that I had for 13 years.
Oh,
best dog, and they love kids. They're people lovers. So, border collie.
Ben sounds great.
Okay, here we go. Best thing to bring on a picnic.
I'm going to go with a Frisbee. I think a Frisbee brings delight to all.
Name one book you'd bring with you if you were stuck on a deserted island for 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
Only one book.
A year.
That's as hard as the first one.
That is as hard as the first one. And books, which I've already read many times.
Which book was it? We had a little glitch.
I was just saying I was thinking of all my favorite books, but I've already read those over and over and over. So they're probably not the best choice in the world. Maybe I should pick something on my want-to-read list. So I'm going to pick Life of Pi because I haven't read that yet.
Okay, favorite music, either artist or band?
You know, lately I'm way into Coldplay. So I'm going to go with them.
Too.
Yeah. Man, they're great.
On my iPod.
Nice, Nice.
Okay. Which is more important for a man to have?
Oh.
Humor, good looks, or the ability to work the dishwasher?
I would have to say humor. Humor, no
humor.
Question. Yeah, yeah.
Favorite?
You can teach the dishwasher part.
Okay, favorite snack food that you really shouldn't be eating?
Oh, boy. Oh, pretty much any kind of candy, any kind. And I am a candy-holic. Oh, I mean, if I had to be specific, I would go with those Cadbury eggs that come out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
in trouble right after Easter when they sell them four
yes.
for a buck.
That's, yes.
Yeah, I got to stay away
Me
from
too.
That.
Yeah.
Best place to take your dog for a date?
For a date with a dog or a date with
yep.
a person?
With
a dog.
The dog.
Well, our local dog park is fabulous. There's no question. That is the answer.
Yes. I'm totally a dog park person now that I've been to
yeah.
one.
Yes. So much fun.
And that's it. You did it. And you're
oh,
a great
great. Sport.
And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Dog Days, May 22nd, in bookstores everywhere. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. And don't forget, find us at readersentertainment.com. If you have any questions, comments, share your dog stories with us. Just stop by. We'll have the blog up tomorrow. I promise to have the URLs. We'll make sure we have the Facebook URLs added in there. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow on the blog. I'm Sheila English, your host, and happy reading to all.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.